Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Atsumasa. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, how have you been? Thank you very
Good,
much.
good. How was your vacation?
No vacation at all.
Oh,
The
business.
reason I traveled to Japan was a pure business meeting, a meeting with a potential investor, etc.
Oh,
So
very interesting. How did it go?
yeah, it was really successful, but because of the size of the project to form a new model bank in the US, it's a really huge opportunity. So to explain potential investors about the size and dynamics of this kind of a project was really taking time. Because normally, as you can imagine, nobody in public can really understand what's happening inside of the bank. Yeah, but it was something really meaningful and productive, so I came back with a good satisfaction.
Good, good. What kind of opportunity or banking are you looking to do here?
Yeah, actually, you may be aware that in the US, there are more than 70 million people remain underbanked, including somewhere like 40 million immigrant communities. People are left unbanked totally.
Really?
But 70 million is about 40% of total US population,
Doesn't use a bank.
or doesn't have access to bank, or banks do not accept their account opening or granting a loan, etc.
Yeah, exactly. General banking. Yeah. So what makes your company different? Are you just targeting them specifically, or are you going to be
Yeah, of course, I'm a firm believer that just continuing offering only loan and bank account, no banks in the US can be sustainable. And because of the tightened regulations, compliance requirement, and of course worldwide risk weighted capital ratio requirement, relying on only interest revenue from the loan product will
is
all
impossible.
impossible to survive, actually.
So what are you going to do differently?
Yeah, so I'm going to create a new bank which is really capable of all the real-time compliance verification and the monitoring, automated reporting to regulators. At the same time, the real-time and let's say international money transfer settlement mechanism implemented in the system. So I can dramatically lower international money transfer cost from a bank's currently $25 per transaction to 5, and
Wow.
immigrant remittance transaction made by Western Union currently $15 to $20 to $3 or $4 per transaction.
Wow. So you're gonna
Yeah.
cut costs dramatically. What's your time frame on this project? Are the next 5 years, 2 years?
We have prepared for past 3 years, so we are practically ready in terms of the system and the mechanism and network, etc. So we have recently launched fundraising, equity fundraising, and to run the first phase, which is to identify target bank and start a development of the core banking system with many patentable elements, etc. So after completion of this kind of fundraising, equity fundraising, to begin with up to 5 million, then we do start formally the launch of this project in place.
Well, what's the estimated time frame in that? In very soon, it sounds like you only need 5 million.
Yeah, so within next 3 to 4 months, I plan to raise like $5 million to begin with. Then start the procedure to acquire U.S. bank and start procedure to develop such kind of a core banking system, etc. So until the completion, which is a newborn of the new model bank, will be in year and a half to go. So this is a really toughest project, and nobody could succeed. Yeah, so I'm day-to-day speaking with all the financial regulators, such as Federal Reserve Bank and OCC, FDIC, etc. But I think I'm making progress. But while I'm working ultra hard, but I needed to take care of like a micromanos really day-to-day working capital.
Operations, yeah, yes. You still have this one going on for you.
Yeah, but thank you for a kind follow-up.
No, I just wanted to follow up and make sure, you know, you've been handled. So, you know, currently, just want to confirm, we really only have the $50,000 offer on the table. Mm-hmm. Is that not going to be enough for you at the time?
Yeah, so if you don't mind this purse, and it's $50K, so I don't mind about the cost. It's nothing but a short period of time need. That'll be okay. But with a $50,000 disbursement, if you plan to file UCC, etc., etc., that is another story, because I really want to eliminate all the accumulation of the small UCCs, which makes me very far from working with a bank or a factoring company. If I would take, anyway, like a minimum, like a $200,000 to end up with this kind of short-term funding search. And very fortunately, as of today, we have placed like a crowdfunder, like a $2 million, like a long-term, like a convertible note offer. And today I have received a so-called reservation from investors. Yeah, so if I can close this successfully, then I can get like a 3 years term loan very soon. So I can pay off all the debt at Micromanos very soon.
Okay, so when are you going to know about that? Probably next week or a week or two?
Yeah, so just today, that really reservation and commitment came in. So I sent an email accepting their reservation and requesting him to have a conference call with me, because as always, as a courtesy to accept like a new investor or lender, I want to speak in person. So hopefully within next week, I think this transaction will be made final, and the fund should be paid in.
Okay, so it sounds like the $50,000 is just not something you're going to be needing.
Yeah, but I have initiated the like a relationship with your bank, and this is the last opportunity to take up such kind of a cash advance funding, and if Bank Cardiff doesn't mind not to file like
UCC,
I think I can take it, because I need to really make sure that the next week payroll won't be bothered, because these days, as you never know, even like a major client, Maximus, sent two checks about $25,000 3 weeks ago. But because of U.S. Postal Service's unreliable quality of the delivery service, and those checks were delivered to the wrong place and finally returned.
Oh my goodness. A big company like that still making those mistakes? Not a.
Yeah. So anyway, to collect such like a proceeds to be paid, we took overall like 4 weeks or more. So it really unexpectedly hit our cash flow for the payroll. Yeah, so to have some cushion.
Yeah, I'll go ask Dennis really quick if we can just not file the UCC, and if we could do that, can I get you some documents tomorrow?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, because, I'll go double check on that today.
Yeah, because please make sure that even if such a small funding, if one card is...
No UCC. Yeah, I understand, because that'll affect your future business, right? Because you're trying to get into basically the big boys of banking, and they can't see that, why did you take out a tiny little loan, you know, if you're trying to take out a $2 million, I understand.
Yeah, if I'm obliged to explain the reason behind of the taking 50K.
Yeah, exactly. They would be like, Tsumasa, I'm not sure that our business relationship is going to work. You might have a company that's too small. Or I understand completely. I will make sure that does not happen. And if we can't do it, then there's no need to do the loan. There's no reason to hurt your business over something so small and insignificant, really. Okay, so I'll double check on that for you, and I'll get back to you maybe later today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care. That's awesome. Bye-bye.